It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
What a great summer day. It's sunny and 86, just like Kathy Lee.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. 877-365-3636. That's our number. Who is this?
This is brand new. Hold on, I got to check.
Very nice.
I heard them actually on Letterman last night. It's called The Hold Steady. And this song is their new single. It's called Sequestered in Memphis.
And they're going to sing right now. No, I missed it.
It's a long intro.
Oh,
it's like
it is.
32. Let's see. Maybe if I write about here.
Start it again.
Okay.
32 seconds.
You could do the weather.
Yeah, I'm going to do the weather.
So much.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Here's your Washington, D.C. forecast. Looks like it's going to be hot, and double hot. The three H's, hazy, hot, and humid. Get outside and enjoy it if you can. If you're the kind of person that needs oxygen to walk around, you might want to stay inside. I'd like to bring on a brand new group. What's their name, Rob? What are they called again?
The Hold Steady.
The Hold Steady group. They're going to sing for you right now with their latest hit. We're going to Wichita. We want you to join the big party, and we hope you come along, too, because Wichita is my kind of place. Home of the world-famous Wingnuts. Hope you like them as much as I do, baby.
It started when we were dancing.
Yeah. Jesus. Okay.
It's a lot of work.
Note to hit record makers, you know, cut it in half. You know, they're the ones that are kind of like nerdy looking, right?
Yeah. They were on last night, and that guy Andy Kindler.
Yes.
He did a great piece at one of their concerts.
Yeah, I saw that. I wish I liked that guy, Andy Kindler.
I don't know. I think he does a great job on his pieces. Not as funny on the panel.
Right.
But they do a really good job with the editing with him, I think.
Well, today on the big show, I mentioned before, we're going to have Lloyd Kaufman, director of Poltergeist, None of the Chicken Dead.
A lot of people are excited about this.
A lot of people. This is a good booking, and I'm excited to talk to this guy.
A lot of people in this room are excited.
This is Cultville. I mean, this is the deep inner sanctum of cult films.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've liked talking to John Waters. It'll be nice to have this guy on the show.
Sure, this makes John Waters look mainstream.
What we do, gentlemen, on Thursdays, we prep for our Friday broadcast, our BYOB broadcast. And I will say to you that the BYOB broadcast has been somewhat troubling this week.
Troubling?
I thought yesterday you said we're back to happy hour.
You know, happy hour, BYOB. You know, a cousin of mine up in Maine who listens in Portland, Maine,
Teddy?
Teddy's son. Ben, my buddy Ben. He mentioned BYOB Friday, so I think BYOB is okay.
Okay, all right.
I think that'll work. You know how my brain works. It could change from moment to moment.
Tomorrow it will.
We started with the Junkies.
Drastically.
And the Junkies had this commitment. They're going to come in on next week's BYOB show.
Uh-huh.
At least that's what they tell me.
Okay.
And then, so I immediately said, you know, feeling a little deprived, I went to my buddies Big O and Dukes. Uh-huh. And then earlier today, CK vetoed Big O and Dukes coming on the show because they not only have a show tomorrow, but it's their big one-year anniversary on Saturday night, and he wants them fresh as daisies. So I can sort of understand that, but I told CK that since he's done that, he will be responsible to be here. So if we can get CK on the phone right now, I would like to make sure that he is here so that we can get him in here.
That would be great.
You know, that's not a punishment. It's just because he's vetoed Big O and Dukes.
He's good to have around.
His, you know, his skinny ass is going to sit in here, and I'm going to bust his chops all day.
And he enjoys babes as much as me.
Yes. And now the Buzz Babes have not let us down. They are going to be how many strong coming in tomorrow?
I think we're looking at eight at least. Kristen, Janae, Lynn, McKenzie, Kaz, maybe Tabitha, maybe Allie, and definitely Jesse. So
okay, very
pretty good group.
So we'll have the Buzz Babes in here, and then we're all this is going to be very dangerous. I wish we could join you, the listeners, but we're not going to. It's a private party. We are going to tomorrow evening.
Yeah, this is just for us.
With us and our families and the Bus Babes, could possibly go wrong?
WJFK.
Yes, Colette, it's Mike O'Mara down in Studio A. How are you?
Hi, Mike. Hi,
I'd like
guys.
To speak to the program director.
Baby. Okay, hopefully.
Thank you, baby.
Here.
Love her.
She's doing better. She used to ask, who's that?
I know.
This is Chris.
Chris, Mike O'Mara in Studio A.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Listen, since you vetoed the Big O and Dukes appearance tomorrow on the BYOB Friday show, I will request your total commitment to the show from 4 o'clock on tomorrow.
I've already started drinking.
Very good.
So,
what flavor will you be bringing tomorrow?
Lots of beer.
Oh, beer. Okay,
I'm a big beer guy.
You're a beer guy?
You're
all right.
A lightweight beer guy.
That's true. That's true. If you'd like certain brands, let me know.
Now, I just want to tell you one thing. You know, since we're not able to have my buddies Big O and Dukes in here, because I understand, and I'm not giving you any crap about that, because I know how busy these guys are this weekend, and I know you don't want them burning themselves out. But because of that, I will tell you this right now. You will be required to do a little drinking on the show tomorrow.
I'll do a lot of drinking. I will have to say straight out, though, I don't think I'm that funny. So
no, I don't think you're funny. Incidentally, that's absolutely true.
At least I know it, though.
You're not funny, but that's why we're going to get you drunker than anybody's ever been on the BYOB Friday show.
Oh, no.
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's CK, our program director. Now, another addition that we decided to have. Fine. There's a gentleman that we have known for a long time here. He's known as Bob Skin.
Oh, yes.
He is the owner of the building.
Very nice man.
He is so cooperative. He allows us to have barbecues.
He's great.
And motorcycle parties out in the parking lot. He allows us to do all that kind of stuff. And some of you may remember the impression that I do of Bob Skin that goes something like this.
Like this.
We've got lovely little curly Q plants out in the front yard. We really do. He's quite, thank you very much.
He's a soft-spoken man.
Do we have a number for Beth Ann McBride to the studio? I need you in here.
He's the guy who put that spooky old eye in front of the CBS building.
Yes.
Yeah, he did. He
exactly.
did that.
A long time ago.
Very nice gesture, I thought.
He's a nice gentleman, and I think he'd probably love to be surrounded by Buzz Babes. Have we contacted Bob Skin?
We're getting the number right now.
Okay, then get the number right now. And sit. Please join me for a second.
Heel.
Oh, my goodness.
So I guess Peter didn't know we were doing a makeover when he got his hair cut already.
It worked.
He got a cut on July 3rd.
July 3rd. See, that doesn't matter. See, what that is to me is karma. See, he's had that mop top for the entire time he's been here. And then, of course, he gets it cut right before we're going to do a big makeover.
But you know what's good about that?
And I know, you know, you and Buzz can look at me all day long with Mike's being unfair because he had no idea we were doing the makeover. But you know what? God damn him. That made me so mad.
That's right, Mike.
Because it's an intern that in his own car. Karmic way, effing with the show.
Selfish. That means now that all four interns have systematically had major screw-ups.
Yes.
And disappointed.
And
you.
It is a disappointment when you're going to do a full makeover.
It so
and I was
is.
Picturing the before picture of him with his wild locks.
Yes.
And all I can tell, he better be prepared that they're going to have to make a big change. So I know he got it cut probably as short as he thinks he could.
It's like a crew of seven people.
They've got I got to give them a plug. The people that are going to be doing Peter's makeover today are from the Grooming Lounge. It's the country's premier destination for quality men's grooming products.
It sure is.
Are there any hotties?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Maybe I'll get a little foot rub.
You know, I could use a haircut.
Do you need a haircut already for your flat top?
Yeah, I could use a tune-up.
Well, maybe we'll all get
this. A scalp massage.
I could use a Brazilian wax. That's what I'm looking forward to right
now.
It's the country's premier destination.
The entire show will be going to Brazil.
For quality men's grooming products, services, and advice, the Grooming Lounge locations in D.C., Tysons Corner, Virginia, and Atlanta, Georgia. Grooming Lounge services include everything from hot lather shaves to haircuts, skin care. This is what I like. Foot treatments and massages.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a, you know, I mean, I know we're working on Peter here, but could I get, you know, maybe somebody to work on the shoulders while,
I'm sure they
like
won't
for
mind.
Maybe an hour's worth of
it would
the show.
Do you a world.
Just funny.
Well, why am I funny? You know, hey, look, you got to enjoy it when
that's
you can.
That's right. No, I agree.
Here's their slug line. Finally, a place where guys can be guys and are treated like kings.
You know, Mike, it'll do you a world of good. Mrs. Spiewak took a massage this morning.
Did she really?
She did. Yeah.
Did you give it to her or was it the neighbor boy again?
I don't know. No, the 12-year-old? Not him.
Yes, sir.
The stress of unpaid bills.
He's coming the window again. But, you know, look, I know Peter got his hair cut 2 weeks ago, and I know I hadn't even had this idea, or Joe hadn't had this idea about a makeover for the interns.
Joe's brilliant idea.
But it's, you know, it was a good idea from Joe Ardinger.
It was.
But this is just typical. I got my hair cut. You know, you haven't had a cut. But, you must have sensed we were going to do a makeover with you.
Yes. But remember,
unbelievable stain.
It's okay. He's going to be groomed. He's going to look totally different.
Does Peter water his grass? Does Peter water his grass in the rain?
That's exactly it.
That's exactly what it's like.
Okay, so we're all set. Can you get Bob Skin on the phone?
That's what we're trying to do.
All right, thank you very much. He's upstairs. Hope it's not too difficult.
It's a long distance
call.
I'm not sure.
Hey,
the
you
phone
know what?
Goes
you know what might take about an hour if you sent one of the interns up to maybe get him on the line. That's how difficult that would be.
You're
all
funny.
Right. I'm going to wait right now because this guy is. We're going to get to our very first buzz of the afternoon.
All
if we get Bob Skin on, we'll put him on.
Is the lead story Peter's haircut?
Actually, Peter's haircut.
I have Bob's number. Do you want it now or after the news?
Let's do it after the news.
Okie dokie.
Because he might not be home. Check and see if he's home, because I'm not sure if he's up there. The building looked a little dark up there, so I'm not sure. And I didn't mean it your way.
What do you mean? Who thought that?
He was going into his pantomime already.
Who even thought that?
Yes, you sick bastard. All right, Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
First buzz of the day. Tell us what's happening.
Well, up around the beautiful vacation spot known as the Wisconsin Dells, they picked up a woman for drunk driving. They arrested the attractive 30-year-old woman after she failed her field sobriety test. That's when the Iron Mountain, Michigan woman made a couple of offers. The officers did refuse.
Ooh.
First, she offered them $10,000 to call the whole thing off.
Mm-hmm.
Then she offered sex.
$10,000?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The officers knew what they were getting into, however, when they'd pulled over the car, which has a license plate that, like the driver, spells trouble.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's clever.
Hot baby, isn't it? Hot.
Thank you. You may have heard about the 33-year-old perv who was arrested this week for trying to pick up a 14-year-old girl on the internet.
Yeah, paid her.
Turned out to be...
That was good.
Turned out to be an undercover officer this time.
Oh, really?
Okay. The Michigan story made news because the man was wearing a Father of the Year t-shirt when they took his mugshot.
Did they identify the man?
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
There he is.
Billy, what are you doing?
Hey, I like it. Look at these kids. It's beautiful.
Are you Father of the Year?
I'm Father of the Year, guys.
Who are you?
I'm Billy Bush. Life is beautiful. Here I am on the red carpet, 14-year-olds. No, Billy Bush is the last guy that would do something like that.
Lovely guy.
We love Billy.
We're on a Father of the Year t-shirt, and it turns out it was a WWE wrestling t-shirt. And today, the WWE is selling its Father of the Year t-shirts like crazy.
Ew.
Yesterday's news story made them even more popular somehow.
America's a grand country.
Well, you know, that just makes me pause.
Everybody loves a good t-shirt.
Don't have a funny line for that.
No.
I'm just thinking how weird that is.
Weird and creepy.
So a guy gets busted for trying to pick up a 14-year-old online.
Right.
Boy or a girl?
It would have been a girl.
Not that it matters.
But it was really an undercover cop.
But it's an undercover. So he gets busted.
They take him downtown.
And because the guy's wearing a Father of the Year shirt.
In his mugshot, which is all over the web.
They get all popular.
People recognized it as the one the WWE sells, and now people are just buying.
I don't
like
care
crazy.
If we get our balls busted, and we do on the internet on a semi-regularly basis, but on a semi-regular basis, I should say. But you know, it is still the land of the creep.
Absolutely.
It really, really, it's the land of the supreme coward. It is the land of the creep. It is the land where you can hide, and you know, I love to use it for the show, and I think it's fantastic.
It's a great tool when used properly.
It's such a great tool. It really is. But boy, I mean, they've got to eventually prevent this total anonymity, because I think that there's just no good can come of this. No, if you're behind a curtain, and you can do whatever you want, and nobody's ever going to see you, Buzz.
Right.
I know you disagree with this. You think it's like an imposition on people's rights.
I'd like to think it over, but yeah, something needs to be done, obviously. A lot is actually already being done.
You might like a certain sex act, but you can't drive down Main Street and do it.
Exactly.
You know? And that's really fair. And the internet, really, let's get it right. That is our Main Street now.
The Wild
and
Wild West.
That's how we're communicating, and we've got to tame this beast because, you know, not to mention, I mean, all you have to do is watch the Chris Hansen show. All you have to do is see that. Mm-hmm. And I would venture to say it was never, never that easy for these slime balls until the internet came about.
Right.
And, you know, now when you're seeing, what was the news story I saw today? I think it was on the Today Show, Rob, where they were talking about
Nintendo DS.
Nintendo DS. They can come in and grab kids out of that now.
Yeah. Yes. That freaked me out. Both my kids have them. So
I say they
need to regulate everything except that news filter website.
Would you, I'll ask both of you guys, would you seriously have a problem if. When you got on the internet, I mean, if you kind of had to, you know, it was like making a phone call with caller ID. They know where, you know, that people knew where you were. I think you have to have it at some point.
I think that I wouldn't have a problem with it. I think if it existed like that, it would change the way people work the internet.
I think it would, too, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing.
Me neither.
I mean, I don't go on the internet. I really don't go on the internet and communicate with people, whether it's email, or whether I'm responding to something or I'm purchasing something. I don't do it in such a way that I'm, you know, in the land of creepdom, even when I buy my porn.
Maybe there's a way to get around the anonymity, to get the anonymity that you've requested here. But at the same time, I don't want to be in a position where the federal government knows where I'm going on the web any more than they know what books I'm checking out from the library or what videos I'm running at Blockbuster.
Your package is here, Mr. Burbank. Your brown wrap package is here, Mr. Burbank.
Plain brown wrap.
Hey, Marsha, the plants arrived.
Put it over there.
Yeah, the plants from Canada got here.
2 pounds of seed.
Tomatoes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings us to an even pervier perv who's now a restricted registered sex offender after he was caught using Saran wrap and styrofoam cups to collect the urine of young boys. He built a contraption in toilets with the saran wrap and the styrofoam cups to make this happen. No internet involved in this
one. My God. Okay, yeah. Well, the creepers don't, you know, it's not the exclusive domain.
They're again in the courthouse restroom just before his case came up in court.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic.
Well, that's
it's beautiful.
What's that in the cup, Billy?
That isn't just irresponsible. Uh-huh. It's outrageous.
It absolutely is.
I agree.
Absolutely.
You fellas have a lot of growing up to do, I'll tell you that.
It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Good luck.
Ridiculous.
Completely ridiculous.
Oh, it's not ridiculous. That.
Can you believe these characters? Way out of line. Way out of line.
I love that.
Ridiculous.
I love that
it's
tape.
Ridiculous.
I love that tape because I never know when it ends. But we do have tape of the guy that was collecting urine.
Oh, yes.
The Crohn's, they got chocolate-covered orange wedges. The juice just dribbles down your chin.
There they are, yes. Yeah. I thought I'd cut it off at that point.
I think it's nice that he built a contraption for it, though. That shows a certain amount of
ingenuity.
Exactly the word I'm looking for.
I swear to God. I'm looking to make it into work. Every
Your ingenuity.
We all are. Mm-hmm. A British department store chain is taking some heat for charging an extra $4 for bras size double D or larger. The store defends its policy, calling it standard industry practice.
Right.
More material, they say, means more money, but you never want to anger large-breasted women who say they won't pay for bigger blouses, and so they shouldn't have to pay for bigger bras.
No way, baby. I'm all for them.
They've set up a Facebook group called Busts for Justice.
Yeah, let's have them on the show.
Although,
hello.
Hello, we're Busts for Justice. We
Look
are big
these.
Boobies.
Yes. I'm not paying extra.
Large boobs.
They decided to go the website route, but I think a boycott of bras might be more effective.
Amen. I'm with you on that one, Buzz.
These stories and more are available at MikeOMaraShow.com. Coming up in the Hollywood Buzz, trouble for Andy Dick, Ron Wood, and that cute little kid from Family Ties. And in the final Buzz, with another Hollywood strike crippling TV and movies again. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Coming up, we will talk to Lloyd Kaufman. He's going to be here in studio, director of Poultry Guys, Night of the Chicken Dead. More fun and more thrills coming up on the big show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.